Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, how are you? I am so excited about today's topic. You know, one of the questions that I ask my clients often is, what could you talk about all night long? And today's topic is one of them for me. I love to talk about love. More specifically, I love to talk about self-love and why it matters. You know, Oscar Wilde said, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. So let me ask you, have you ever been in love? If you have, you know that those first few months are exhilarating, full of passion, romance, attentiveness, excitement, desire. Suddenly, the world that felt very lonely and gloomy suddenly feels warm and light. When the feeling of love washes over a person, there's actually a chemical cocktail that's released in your brain that creates euphoria and pleasure. And it has you doing things that are unlike the person you were before you were hit with the love potion. Things like waking up early and turning on beautiful music, getting back into the gym, taking the time to put on a fabulous outfit and a spritz of perfume, not thinking about food 24/7, putting a little pep in that step, waiting by the phone in anticipation, smiling at strangers, dancing around the living room. All of the resentment, judgment, bitterness, and doom and gloom seems to melt away, and there you are, wonderfully and fabulously in love. In the beginning, you treat the relationship like a porcelain doll with care and attention. When it comes to the relationship, people report that during the first stage of falling in love, there are a few harsh words, if any. You are present, listening attentively, desiring to discover more. You keep promises to the other person. You don't see flaws, only the beauty. You show up and give the relationship your full attention. Now, imagine for a moment how you treat yourself. Far too many women are walking around in their precious lives behaving more like their own worst enemy than their biggest cheerleader. Being their own lover, not even close. They criticize their every move. They beat themselves up for their so-called mistakes. They resent their past and dread their future. They treat their bodies like they're disposable. They eat to avoid their feelings. They lock themselves up in their homes out of shame and guilt. The result is that women hate being with themselves, so they find distractions so they don't have to face the war they've waged on themselves, turning to food, shopping, work, TV, alcohol, or drugs. Provides temporary relief at the mercy of long-term fulfillment. To add to the torture, they beat themselves up for beating themselves up. All of this, every single bit, is the antithesis of love. So let me ask you, do you want to attract love into your life? Do you want to live with more abundance? Do you desire to be happy and healthy? Do you want a fulfilling career? Do you want to wake up filled with passion for your precious life? Do you desire to walk down the street with confidence and joie de vivre? Here's what you must know. Everything you want, and I mean everything, can only be found in the place of love. Now, imagine for a moment if you treated yourself the way you would treat a new lover. In a culture where women are constantly loathing their bodies, it's not surprising that we also suffer from high rates of obesity. We hate our thighs, our arms, our stomachs. I recently had a client who absolutely loathed her toes. Yes, her toes. However, not all women show physical signs of being overweight. However, the regimens and deprivation they put themselves through definitely creates a heaviness within their own souls. How do we expect to create healthy bodies and thrilling lives in such a hostile environment? It's impossible. And when it comes to weight, if you lose it, it will most likely return because the internal battle will always place you at the end of your own trigger. So, in order to have a vibrant body and passionate life and be the most amazing you, You must commit to loving yourself. I don't care if your ass is the size of Texas. Love thy ass and love it with all of thy heart. I don't care if you just screamed at your kids and fell into a puddle of tears. Treat yourself with compassion and figure out what you need. I don't care if you have $100,000 in debt. Forgive yourself and create a plan for financial freedom. It is time that you commit to becoming your own lover. You see, lovers rarely criticize, make nasty judgments, or crude comments about each other. Instead, there is respect, love, and connection that brings two people together to experience joy and happiness. Think about this. Would you expect a child to flourish in a home where he is constantly being criticized and told that he's stupid, worthless, and hopeless? Of course not. But each time you inwardly scold yourself, you are creating the same toxic environment that keeps your fabulous self from flourishing. I beg you, please stop. So why does self-love matter? Because nothing you desire results from self-hatred, and everything you want resides in cultivating self-love. Once you begin to deeply love yourself, an amazing transformation begins to happen. You no longer abandon yourself by diving into a bowl of cereal. You no longer shop your way into massive debt because you're trying to prove your worth. You no longer put up with a guy who treats you like you're worthless. You no longer work insane hours because you need to prove that you're deserving. You no longer let yourself down time after time by saying you want one thing and then not showing up for yourself. And you no longer allow people to run all over you. Instead, you are so connected to your body, your needs, and your life. You begin to love and respect your body as is. And as a result, you find yourself reaching for an apple over a donut or choosing to take a walk over watching back-to-back episodes of House of Cards. By the way, I love House of Cards. You tell your boss that you're not staying late for the third time this week. You show up for what you've decided is important. You love deeply and have fierce boundaries. You show up for your life with passion and joie de vivre. How do I know all of this? Well, you know what? I used to be the poster child for self-hatred. I spent years trying to beat myself into shape and to fix myself. I sabotaged myself every single day. I denied myself of the things that were truly nourishing. I let myself down by making promises and then not keeping them. It was a miserable existence. The only person that could change it was me, and it started with a fierce commitment to love myself. Now, I'll be the first to admit, learning to love yourself when you've practiced hating yourself for decades is not easy, especially when you're so disconnected from yourself that you can't even feel your feelings. However, it begins with a decision followed by constant awareness and courage. If you must march around the walls of your own mind day and night to detect the self-sabotaging dialogue, do it. Our thoughts are the root of our troubles, not our thighs or our arms or any external circumstance. It's our own personal judgments that we make about them. And guess what? Thoughts can be changed quicker than the circumference of your backside or the current value of your IRA. So work on your thoughts first, and the rest will slowly and effortlessly begin to conform to your new thinking. Then, I'll have to add, there are other fun and romantic steps you can take to become your own lover, because this self-love thing is an active affair. You can dress as if you have a hot date, because you are the hot date. You can listen to beautiful music, look for something to love every single day, the sunset, your coffee, the UPS man. You can write yourself love letters, send yourself flowers, stay awake and present with yourself. Pay attention to your feelings. Say no without explanation. Show up when you say you're going to do something for yourself. When a woman deeply loves herself, there is nothing she can't do, overcome, or create. When you become your own lover, you'll never feel alone, bored, or abandoned. Instead, there you'll be, fabulously and gloriously glowing like a woman in love, because you are. Not to mention, life is so much more fun when you're in love. So, now I'd love to hear from you. How do you plan to be your own lover this week? head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and let me know in the comments. And one last thing, there is nothing more wonderful than to be surrounded by women who are in love with themselves and their own lives, which is why I created the French Kiss Life Club. It's free, it's fabulous, and it's full of first-class ladies who are living passionately, beautifully, and well. So if that's something you want to be a part of, head over to tanyalee.com/club and join in on the fun. I hope to see you there. Have a gorgeous day, and I will talk to you all soon. Cheers.